past the rivers. I sat as if a statue, and Hades brushed my hair with a comb of iron and asphodel. I sat as if an icon, and Demeter brushed my hair with a comb of crocus and water. On either side of my candled body they held out my hair like wings and ran their fingers through it, oars through black and separate rivers. And Hades' hand was on my knee, saying, "You are safe here, where we have brought you." And Demeter's arms were close on mine, saying, "We only meant the dark to be a quiet pool, where we can whisper and remain unheard. The sky is so bright and so brazen." I still clutched shreds of daffodils and crabgrass in my fists, and warm salt sweat drawn from the well of the sun lingered in my lashes. My shoulders still were rosed with sunburn. "You would have squatted bent knee on an island in the sea, and lightning infants would have torn out of you in blue arcs. Your stretch marks would have been jagged as thunder, so wide and so white. And oh, they lay me down among the poplars, the stalks glower white as standing corpses. And oh, their voices were steam rising from black and separate streams. We brought you past the rivers where no lightning falls. The trees here are whole, so tall and so white." I closed my eyes. It made no difference in the dark. Over one half of me she lay wheat warm as scarves. Over the windward side he draped shrouds thin as gasping. In the corners of the shadows I heard the sound of blackbirds passing. They let my hair fall, and it covered my skin like a dress. His hand was shadow, her hand was corn-like, gleaming. And in each they held out to me a blaze of wet, red fruit.